Welcome back to the second hour of Leading Edge Medicine. Leading Edge Medicine provides only general medical information. Since everyone's individual situation is unique, you should consult your own physician before taking any action related to your personal health. All content of this program is intended for general informational purposes only.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Edge Medicine with your host, Pete Talbot, along with Dr. Samara Umat. Leading Edge Medicine is sponsored by Longevity Medical Clinics and is devoted to helping you feel and function better tomorrow than you do today by providing the newest and most advanced medical care designed to improve both your body and your brain. Leading Edge Medicine will keep you informed regarding the very latest developments in science and medicine while highlighting some of the Northwest's most prominent physicians, all while helping you separate the science from the silly and the facts from the fiction. Now, here's your host of Leading Edge Medicine, Pete Talbot.
And welcome back. Hopefully you're coming back. You've listened to the first hour. This is hour number two. We started talking about COVID, you know, at the beginning of the last hour, so we don't have to go there again. But we usually start off every hour with some new information. And I think you want to talk about stem cell therapy and
the cutting edge stuff. And no, this is not something we're doing at Longevity Medical Clinic.
No.
But it's just one of those fascinating cutting edge things that we do like to talk about. And we do some things that are related to it, but not the same stuff.
Yeah, but you know, I remember years ago, Jerry, you were so excited. You brought us all the doctors, the Neil Reardon's book, and you said, everybody here, you go read this. I brought you these books. I mean, it was fascinating stuff.
Yes, it was. Well, and I've talked to Neil several times since then. Dr. Reardon, by the way, Dr. Reardon is a PhD doctor, not an MD doctor.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, that is true.
Yeah, Neil is a PhD doctor, not a MD doctor, but he hires MDs to work in his clinic.
Okay. All right. In Panama.
In Panama. That's right. Panama City, Panama.
But he used to be here in the U.S.
Well, and he still actually works with an orthopedic surgeon down in the Dallas area, in Texas.
Okay.
Yeah. Texas has the most progressive stem cell or permissive stem cell policy of any state in the union.
Mm-hmm.
Texas is kind of interesting. They have taken a page from the marijuana business.
Okay.
You know, marijuana is a controlled substance. It is, in fact, is, according to the federal government, a felony to grow it, buy it, sell it, possess it, use it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? The various states, on the other hand, like Washington, have said your right to control the use of drugs such as marijuana or cocaine or heroin or whatever is based on your ability to control interstate trade. And they said the marijuana is grown in our state, processed in our state, sold in our state, used in our state. It never crosses state lines. So leave us alone.
Mm.
And the feds have bought that so far.
Mm.
California, Oregon, Colorado, California, several states now.
You don't see that changing.
I don't see that changing because basically the feds would have to argue that, you know, a drug for which there is no interstate commerce because the feds won't permit it to be sold interstate, that use within the state is somehow going to affect the prices on interstate commerce that doesn't exist.
Okay.
So no, they're not going to go there. But what happened is Texas has said, stem cell usage, amplified stem cells, the stem cells are harvested from the patient in Texas. They're amplified in Texas. They're re-injected in Texas. They never cross the state line. Leave us alone. So they actually learned from the marijuana industry how to tell the feds to drop dead with a medical procedure.
Yeah, whereas everywhere else, any amplification of stem cells is not allowed.
Right. Yeah.
Because they're considered a separate or a different or a new substance.
A new and unapproved drug is what they write. So if Dan Nelson takes your stem cells out of your bone marrow and injects them into your knee or your hip or your shoulder, that's okay because those are your own stem cells.
Correct.
And he can do that.
And I'm glad he does.
That's right. It's off-label, but it is perfectly, the feds don't argue. But if he takes those stem cells out of your bone marrow, has the hospital lab grow them.
Culture them.
Culture, yeah. Amplify them, we call it.
Okay. Yeah.
So that in a young person, they'll double in number about every 20 hours, and an old person, about every 42 hours, they double.
Okay.
So a young person will get nearly 8 doublings in a week, and an old person will get 3.
Okay.
All right. When you look at logarithmic growth, doubling 3 times instead of 8 times, it makes a big difference in how many stem cells you get.
Sure, sure.
And old stem cells are not as effective as young stem cells, so you need more of them. So, but if you amplify those and put them back in your own body, take them out of your body, amplify them, put them back in your body, now it's a new unapproved drug and the feds say you can't do it.
The feds or the state?
The feds say you can't do it.
Okay.
But the state of Texas has said, again, taking the page from marijuana, they're harvested in our state, processed in our state, used in our state, leave us alone. So far, the feds have not fought it. Texas, however, has been conservative. They've said we're only allowing it to be done in Texas for specific, intractable, difficult diseases for which there are no other remedies.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's not widespread. It's not for everybody, but it is being done. It's the only place in America that's being done at all.
Neil Reardon, however, in Panama.
In Panama can do it and has been doing it for a decade. All right.
Very successful.
Very successful. Well, the interesting thing that brought this up today is that there was just a study published this past week from Yale University where they took stem cells from bone marrow, not the fat derived, the same ones that Dan Nelson uses here, took those out of the bone marrow, amplified them for a week, so they got about, these were old, somewhat older people, so let's say 30 hours. So they got maybe 6 amplifications out of it, or 6-fold. And then they injected them intravenously into people that had incomplete spinal cord injuries. Mm. These were people that had injuries or accidents, and as a result, they had walking problems or gait problems.
Weakness.
Or bladder control problems or sensory problems. Mm. They couldn't tell. And they got significant improvement.
Mm.
By putting the stem cells in intravenously, and the stem cells found the places that needed fixing and helped the repairs take place.
That's so exciting.
They've also found the same sort of improvements in people with strokes.
Mm, interesting.
Which is kind of fascinating.
So with the spinal cord injury, did they have to repeat the injections, or was it just a one-time?
No, they got a series of injections,
yeah,
but that was the idea, is that when you amplified them for a week, you've now got a lot of stem cells. You can put them in and put them in and put them in. There was a study that Dan Nelson and I were chatting about a few weeks ago on hip injuries.
Okay.
You know, when you do standard stem cell therapy that is approved in the U.S.
Yeah.
for shoulders and knees and elbows, you get about a 70 to 80% success rate.
Mm.
Hips have a poor blood supply to the cartilage, and you only get a 50 to 60% success rate.
Mm-hmm.
But we were looking at a study in which they did just this. They amplified the stem cells, and every 2 days they gave the guy another injection into the hip.
Okay.
Small quantities over and over and over, so that over a 10-day period, they ended up with multiple and they got wonderful results in that series of patients.
Oh, nice.
Because they weren't just doing a single injection like you can do. But, you know, you don't go in and poke holes in your bone and suck out bone marrow every day.
No, you do not.
Or every other day. Once in a while is enough.
Yeah.
So the amplification is useful. It is going to be used more and more. It allows you to use your own stem cells. And I really think it's the way to go. And if I had an extra $30 or $40 million, I'd probably be down in Texas trying to work with the guys either in Houston or San Antonio.
You said you needed $30 to $40 million?
Yeah.
Why would you need that much?
Well, because you've got a lot of hurdles to overcome. You've got to set up a very high-end lab. You got to recruit some top-rate doctors. Remember, you're going to get criticized to the max. conventional people from all over the country are going to consider you the devil's spawn. The feds will probably come after you. And so you're going to need millions of dollars for lawyers. You're going to have to work with the state legislature. I mean, it's a big project.
Oh, boy.
Okay. And a lot of the problems involved with it are not as much scientific as they are legal and social and medical.
Ethical,
ones.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but you know, Jerry, you think about it, if there is success in other countries, in Panama and where other researchers are working on it, then it's a matter of time before yes. it'll become more accessible.
It.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm 73 years old and I don't have forever because what happens if I stroke next year or next week? I would love to be in a place and have the technology available to repair the damage. Mm. You know, I've only got one life, and if it, you know, croaks on me before the government gets around to getting out of the way.
Sure.
But you know, Jerry, a lot has been happening in exosome therapy, too. I remember yes. there was a time when Neil Reardon actually didn't support exosomes. He thought that was, or not him particularly, but everybody thought that exosomes was the byproduct of stem cells and was considered garbage. It was considered poop,
yes,
basically,
right.
of stem cells.
Yeah. And we now know that the exosomes are actually the mRNA.
Yes.
The messenger RNA that tells your body to repair, and it is the primary method by which stem cells do their job.
Yeah,
you put the stem cells. You know, Dan takes the stem cells out of your bone marrow. He injects them into your hip or your knee or your shoulder, and those stem cells, in the process of growing, are releasing the exosomes, and those exosomes are what is taken up by your own cells, and it changes the metabolism of your own cells and tells them to grow.
That's right.
And heal and repair.
That's right.
So it's that messenger RNA produced by the stem cells that are get into your cells by the way of the exosomes, and that's how you make the repairs. The stem cells from your bone marrow don't actually grow into new cartilage. Okay. And Dr. Kaplan, who actually invented these or discovered them back in the 1980s, he says we should no longer call them stem cells.
Mm.
Okay, these mesenchymal stem cells. He says they should be considered, what does he say, medicinal?
That's right.
Signaling cells.
Right.
Because they are sending signals to your cells. They are not actually growing into new tissue themselves.
Yeah, MSCs.
They're causing you, yes. So.
Well, in the meantime, what is available right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, but we do have exosomes,
yes.
and
yes.
exosomes have been approved in the treatment of burn patients, actually.
Yes.
It allows healing and repair of the tissue.
Yes.
And more lately, we've seen them used in many other areas.
And I get an exosome infusion about four times a year, about every 3 months. You know, I do my dasatinib, the anti-senescent cell, so that I knock down my senescent cell load, so I don't try to inhibit my own cells' growth.
Right.
And then I put in an intravenous infusion of exosomes.
Yeah.
And they do very, very well for me.
Yeah.
And we make this available to our longevity patients.
We do. The only drawback and the reason that we don't do it for more people is the dasatinib therapy, the senescent cell therapy is very cheap, a couple of $100. The exosome therapy is pricey. It's about $4,500 a pop. Okay, so, you know, so for four times a year, like I'm doing it, we're looking at something in the neighborhood of $18,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what you spend for one visit to Panama or more, even
yeah,
maybe
it's,
well, yeah, many years ago.
One visit down to Panama cost me over $30,000.
Yeah.
Yes. $27,000 for the therapy and $3,000 for a coach flight to Panama and a hotel for 4 days. So,
yeah. Well, we're glad you did it.
But you know what? I was very excited about the exosomes, okay? So not only have I heard good things about it, and I've actually heard my patients talk to me about it, and they're doing great. I mean, you've done great too, so you're such a good role model. So I love you, by the way.
Thank you.
But you know what? This is a secret. Well, maybe it's not a secret.
Stay a secret. You're about to put it on the radio.
Wait a minute. Is this an example of a patient?
No, it isn't. Okay. What I was going to say is that we were in a training session, my Bella Medica team and I, and we were talking about facial rejuvenation for the new machine that we just got, the Potenza. And the trainer, she's a dermatologist from another state, and she mentioned the word exosomes. And I was like, wait a minute. We're now doing exosome therapy for facial rejuvenation? That was all over that one, because we've been doing PRPs, as you know, and you know that's become by far and away our most popular treatment. Whereas
PRP treatment is very effective, but the exosomes should be even better. But they are somewhat more pricey.
Well, she wasn't going to tell us how expensive it was. She was just telling us that she's getting great results doing that.
That is something. We don't have time to talk about Bella Medica, but again, just another reason why you want to consider one of our free health analysis appointments, because that's the first step. The exosomes are available. The senescent cell therapy is available. Yes.
And
right
we're doing
now.
The senescent cell therapy for a lot of people. The exosomes for fewer just because of the cost.
It's a little more expensive.
The thing is, this is an evolution. It's a process evolving right in front of our eyes. You know, this is history.
Very exciting, folks. If you want more information, you just keep listening. If you want one of our free health analysis appointments, we'll talk more about those later, but you can make your own appointment online at lmclinic.com. We got to go to a break. Well, I guess it would be appropriate, talking all the stem cell therapy talk, you ought to call Dr. Dan Nelson, too. And go ahead. You've been meaning to. Call his office and make an appointment at 425-636-4442. That's 425-636-4442. One of the smartest things that I've done several times is to go see him. All right. We'll be back before you know it.
Aging gracefully is a terrible option. Learn to live to your fullest potential. It's a lot more fun. Stay tuned for more.
I think it's a wonderful thing. It teaches at the seminar, and not reacting after the problems. It's trying to prevent the problems from happening in the first place. And the thing I like the most about everything that I've learned is it all makes very logical and intuitive sense.
Primrose Lane, life's a holiday on Primrose Lane, just a holiday on Primrose Lane with you.
I don't care. I love that song. I love some of this music that you hear every Saturday and Sunday now on Leading Edge Medicine. These are just some oldies that I like. But you heard me earlier in the program, if you've been listening, I would like you to call and tell me what would you like us to play in the music that comes back from our breaks. You know, we go to a commercial break, and every time we do that, we come back with some oldie. It might be from the 50s, 60s, or 70s, but hey, maybe you've got a song from the 40s or the 80s, the 70s, 60s, something that I haven't thought of, obviously. And so all you have to do is call us. Here's the toll-free number, 866-99-ASK-US. 866-99-ASK-US. And when you call that number, you'll hear a little message from me encouraging you to leave your name and the name of a song that you would like me to play here. I'll get Jerry Berg to find it. We'll use it in our comeback from a break. And tell us a story about it, if you have a story about it or why it's your favorite song, anything, and I'll pass that along. You can give me your name or you can be anonymous. It doesn't matter, whatever you're comfortable with. But let's have some fun with it, okay? Let me know what songs you would like to hear coming back from the breaks. A lot of fun. Call me at 866-99-ASK-US. And that could be fun. All righty. Hey, it is time for another call. So, Bonnie from Edmonds, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Say, I'm calling for my significant other, who's been on statins for 20 years. And he said, I asked him why he's been taking them because I told him that they weren't the best thing to do. And he said he's had high cholesterol for 20 years. He's around 220 or so. He's trying to look up his records right now. But
yeah, and if you could turn out, could you turn the radio off in the background? That would be helpful for
actually,
us.
I don't have a radio on. I think that was him talking to her.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah,
sorry.
He was talking to me. Okay. He's downstairs in the basement with the radio on so he can listen.
Okay. Okay. If he's been on it for 20 years and his cholesterol is still 220, he needs some extra intervention. So.
Well, just recently, yeah. There was a study, a long-time study published, actually, and this is even without going into the side effects of statins. It came from Europe, primarily done in Ireland, but in other countries as well. And the bottom line was that statin use in primary prevention is not protective from coronary artery disease.
Yep. If you've had a heart attack, statins will help prevent a second heart attack. But the evidence is growing that they don't really prevent the first one. so, you know, there are other things you need to do.
So if your cholesterol is high, you don't need to be on a statin.
Right. Although I like it if we change your metabolism.
Yes.
So you're producing less cholesterol and you're burning, metabolizing more cholesterol, so your cholesterol goes down. You know, we can often get people's cholesterols down from the mid-200s down into the 160, 170 range.
You did it for me in about 6 months.
Yeah. You're started off at what, Pete?
265.
Okay, so Pete was 265, and after
down
6 months,
165. This was like 19
so,
years.
Yeah,
ago.
So he had a 100-point drop without statins, right? So there's a lot of things we can do to lower cholesterol, and even more important, to decrease the inflammation and the free radical formation that damages the cholesterol that results in the plaque forming in the arteries. So it is possible to lower your risk of cardiovascular disease dramatically without using the statins. Now, let me back up, though, and take the other side of the argument for a minute. If he's been on them for 20 years, mm-hmm. and he's not having any discernible side effects.
Right. Well, let's tell them the side effects because they may not know.
True. Yeah, you know, side effects with statins, for instance, memory problems are very common. People have cognitive decline, they have mood swings, they may develop depressive symptoms, they get weaker, they frequently cannot exercise as well, they get tired and sore muscles if they try to work out or exercise. You can get balance and coordination problems, you can get paresthesias. So there's a whole lot of things that can happen that people don't recognize are related to the statins. And so, you know, I'd be interested to say, okay, look, how much exercise can he do without fatigue and without muscle soreness? Because if he gets tired quickly and if he is not strong and if his muscles get sore with a good workout, then that may well be due to the statin.
Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, if he does have secondary hyperlipidemia, and he's using statins, and they might actually be preventing his second heart attack then, you know.
Yep.
So if he's already had issues, then it depends upon the history, depends upon your personal.
All medical care has to be individualized for that particular person. Yeah. You know, there's no rule that we use for everybody.
As far as I know, he's had no issues with heart problems.
Okay. Yeah, and he may have just got put on because they said, oh, the cholesterol's high, here are the statins.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that reflex wastes an awful lot of money and resources.
And with 39% of people taking statins having negative side effects,
yes,
it's a shame.
But often people don't recognize that they're having the side effects till you take away the statin.
So the next question is he having a problem?
Yeah.
Well, I think he has mood swings, and I don't know so much about the memory problems, but definitely has a hearing problem. But
Okay. I'm not sure we can fix that.
Well, there's two things that just hit me right now. One is the statistic that you just one of you just mentioned, and the other said amen, was that statins do not lower your risk of getting a heart attack.
First heart attack. Yeah. Right.
They can help.
They do secondary prevention. There's good data, but the evidence is continually accumulating that primary prevention, it's overkill.
Mm-hmm. The latest recommendations are to actually even more people should be taking statins.
Yeah, well, if I were manufacturing them and selling them.
Yeah, that's right. That's the paper you want to read.
It's a little bit crazy. Okay. Yeah,
anyway, it sounds to me like he ought to come in and get evaluated is the answer.
Right. I've suggested that because I'm a client with Dr. Armstrong. Okay. Now, if he was to go off statins, is there anything he should do, go off of them slowly or
Well, typically what we do is we put people on a program designed to decrease the production of the cholesterols and to, you know, do protective things to decrease inflammation and free radical formation. Then after people are getting good progress, we lower the dose of the statins and we recheck their values. Yeah. And if they're still doing good, we leave them on it initially and we slowly take them off over time while monitoring the effect.
Yeah. And also, we may want to do further investigations to find out what the plaque buildup and so on and so forth.
Yep. Is there any harm in taking statins other than the mood and the depression and memory problems? I mean, could it
balance coordination?
Yes.
No, it's not going to cause a heart attack. No.
But it is depleting his ability to absorb some antioxidants, especially CoQ10.
Yes.
And CoQ10 is important for heart muscle. So he's naturally decreasing a nutrient that the heart needs by using the statin.
Yeah. And so, okay. And which becomes an issue, especially with people with congestive heart failure. So.
All right. Well, he's listening to this, and I will talk to him some more and see if we can get him over to the clinic. I have one other thing I want to add. I went to Dr. Michael Gilbert, and had both cataracts removed, and I'm very happy. I will see him for my final check this week, and everything's really good, and I love them there, and Dr. Gilbert is wonderful.
Well, good.
Oh, good.
They do really nice work.
Yeah, everybody seems to think that you like the customer service, or how do you say, that just the staff, they're all so friendly. Plus, Dr. Gilbert truly is on the leading edge, so that's always nice knowing you're getting the latest.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what I called him once before, I said, when you go over there, it feels like you're going to a party. I mean, everybody's so upbeat and happy and very thorough, very, very thorough.
Wonderful to hear that.
Yeah.
Wonderful to hear that.
Well, good.
Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you, Bonnie.
You
appreciate the call.
Take care, Bonnie.
All right. And with that music, that happens to be a comeback song or a go into a break song that we've been using for 21 years on the radio. I love this little ditty. Anyway, doesn't matter. We got to go to a break. And when we come back, you'll hear more of Leading Edge Medicine. Today, I've got this guy here, Dr. Jerry Mixon, and this nice lady here, Dr. Samira Umat. All three of us will be back before you know it.
Leading Edge Medicine.
Listen to past programs by going to lmclinic.com.
I finally went and took that free test, and it didn't hurt. I went ahead and moved forward with genetic testing and inflammatory markers and stuff like that, so I'm encouraged to see what those results are. So how would this work for my father at 80 years old?
Hear that whistle, it's 10 o'clock.
Don't let go, don't let go.
come on, baby, it's time to rock.
I've always loved this song.
I'm so happy.
Why?
I got you here.
Just keep listening.
Keeps me grinning from ear to ear.
Oh, never mind. Oh, stop the music. I'll tell you what. Here's an idea. We've been doing oldies music for a while, and actually a couple, 3 years, and people have responded very well. But I've got an idea. Why don't you call us? Let me give you the toll-free number. If you've got a song, because I know you want a different, you want some Bach or something now and again, right?
I'm sorry, you know, I have a classical education.
That's okay. I don't need to be the one picking the music any longer. If folks, you're listening right now and you've got a song from the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, whatever it is, why don't you give me a call? I've got a special line here, 866-99-ASK-US. 866-99-ASK-US. And you'll be given the opportunity to leave a little message. Tell me the song you would like us to play when we come back from a break. And we'll play your song. And it's as easy as that. How about that? It doesn't have to be just my choice.
Probably won't be the same day you call.
No, 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 no. This is for future. We can't do that jockey. Now. Yeah.
We will put it in the rotation.
We'll put it in the rotation for a future show. So you have to keep listening. I guess that's the secret point. No, it's not. I just want, we've had Stephanie called a little while longer, and she said, why don't you play some Beatles? Why don't you play some Dave Clark 5? Can't recall. So it doesn't matter. Whatever you'd like. Here's the number, 866-99-ASK-US. All right, 866-99-ASK-US. You'll get a little message from me just saying to leave us maybe your first name, your whole name if you want, and the song. And why? And it'll be fun. We'll have fun together. Now, Dr. Umat, we started the show this hour off talking about senescent cell therapy. We were talking about exosomes. And during this last break, you told the story that you just, you know, I stopped you. I said, don't tell me anymore. Tell the listeners. So tell us what happened.
You know, I've often said my favorite part of my day is spending time with my patients. I mean, the radio, Jerry makes me do the radio. But I like my days with my patients in the clinic more. And the reason is that he does all the research and he makes things happen for us. And then we just execute his plans. And I just love it. And the success stories with that, I mean, not everybody is always that successful, but some of the success stories that come in, believe me, there are many. And that's what makes my days and my weeks. Every week there is somebody. I recently told you guys, somebody actually wants to give you a testimonial. He asked if he could give you a testimonial.
I got that message and I'll be calling him this weekend.
And he's been with the clinic 21 years. And
no
he
kidding.
Said, yeah, longer than I've been there.
And he said he feels better than when he started.
That's right. He says he feels better today than he did 20 years ago when he started the program. And he wants to give a testimonial to that effect.
That's great.
But to digress and to talk about the stem cells and the exosome therapy, you know, Jerry, we know your success story about the exosomes, and you've really done exceptionally well with it when you had your relief of your pain symptoms. That's pretty awesome. And then the gentleman that we treated recently, when I spoke to him, he's from one of the other clinics, Tacoma Clinic, actually. When I spoke to him on the phone, his words were touching. You know, he said to me,
how old is he?
He's in his 80s. Okay. And he said it was life-changing. It was life-changing.
The exosomes therapy.
Yes. So he's done dasatinib first, and then he timed his exosome therapy after the dasatinib. And
just to be clear, if you just tuned in, the senescent cell therapy is what you usually start. That's right.
Dasatinib is to kill or lower the number of senescent cells in your body and allow your healthy cells to grow and reproduce more efficiently.
That's right.
And many people get a lot of improvement just from that. And the good news about that one is it's only a couple of $100. So I really, that's a great starting point for most people.
But they do have an option for exosomes.
But for folks that, like a guy in his 80s,
yes,
who really wants to put things in higher gear and do more repair jobs.
That's right.
Then he went for the exosomes.
He did go for the exosomes. You know, a very intelligent gentleman, and he keeps a lot of data. So he follows this along with us. He's not depending on us to tell him.
Sure.
He's measuring his levels with us, keeping data. And he told me, he gave me a whole timeline, sent it ahead of our consult. And then he told me his own experience and life-changing. He said his pain symptoms disappeared. His
really?
Shoulder function improved. You're always after function as opposed to just, you know, subjective symptoms. But
pain is important.
Pain
when pain
is
goes
important.
Away,
yeah.
It changes your life.
And so the function also improved in his shoulder quite dramatically. He was
pain
able to lift
improved.
Again.
Pain went away.
Yes. And his function improved. And his libido improved dramatically. And so for him, these were life-changing experiences. And it means a lot.
Yes, it does.
To be able to do that and give them a better quality of life.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, the reason I chose to do this, because I'm 73 years old. But I've got an 8-year-old daughter at home. And I don't want to watch my next grandchild born from a nursing home. You know, I want to be out on the ski slopes and enjoying myself 10, 20, 30 years from now when she becomes a young woman and finishes college and gets married.
And has her own children. Yeah.
And so, you know, my goal, now, obviously, no one's going to live forever, and that's not my goal. But if I am hopeful that by keeping my senescent cell load down and kicking my messenger RNA up periodically, you know, 3 or 4 times a year with the exosome therapies, that I'm hoping I can stay strong and vital a couple of 2 or 3 decades longer than I otherwise would.
So let me ask everybody a question. I'm asking the two of you right here. You're in your 60s, 70s, 80s, and with stories like this, I mean, really, who wouldn't want to seriously consider not just the senescent cell therapy for a couple $100? That's great. But $4,500, I know on the surface, $4,500.
It's a fair bit of change.
But to get out of pain and to get your function back, really?
Well, here's my thought, okay? Obviously, you can't, a lot of people simply cannot afford
okay.
Okay, if you don't have the money, you can't
okay.
do it. On the other hand, there are a significant number of people that have the cash. You know, and as I was told once by a very elderly lady, she said, when I die, someone else is going to spend what's left. So why don't I spend it?
Trying to help herself.
Precisely.
Right.
You know, I am in my 70s. I have the resources. And I would rather spend it on this than a cruise or a vacation. You know, if I can afford both this and the cruise, great. But if I have to make a choice between a new car or a ocean cruise or a trip to Europe or even a trip to Hawaii and my exosome therapy wins for me. Now, that's personal choice, but that would be mine.
Can I just say that, you know, these are building blocks. The first step, obviously, is to be proactive in your own health and to become a patient at the clinic and to start with the basics, because that's where all of us start.
Where everybody should begin.
Yes. And the basics are managing general health conditions first. And then we build up on that, right? So we don't just jump at the deep end first.
Nope.
This is why we don't advertise, come on in for your exosome therapy.
No, we don't do that.
We don't do that. No. We make this available for patients at Longevity Medical Clinic, where you come in, you start with the basics.
Yes.
We understand, we do the testing, the measuring, everything that you know needs to
be
done.
We decrease your inflammation. We adjust your endocrine support so that you are stronger, faster, leaner, smarter, and we hope sexier. We are going to do everything we can to improve your diet, your exercise, your lifestyle. Then we'll do the senescent cell therapy. Then, if you've got the resources and you really want to go whole hog, we'll go for the exosomes.
Yeah, I had a gentleman recently who had a fall, and his comment to me was that his doctor told him that he recovered well and uneventfully from the fall just because his underlying health was so good.
Otherwise, he would have had a lot of trouble because he had a really bad injury to his C-spine.
Yeah.
So with that, boy, 2 plus 2 really does make 4. If you are enjoying what you are hearing again today on Leading Edge Medicine, we just simply encourage you not to make a decision right now. I'm not really asking you to do that. The only decision we three are asking you to consider is a free appointment with 2 free tests, the blood test and the very special InBody, that together will help determine where your risks are. Once you know those, then you can make a decision to maybe take another step or another step. And so that's all we're asking. Just don't fall and develop that fatalistic attitude that there's nothing that can be done for you because you're 60, you're 70, you're 80. That's just not true. There's always something that you can do. And so grab one of our free health analysis appointments and by going to lmclinic.com, lmclinic.com. And I might point out, by the way, this whole area of senescent cell therapy and exosomes, we have a video. I just love this video. If you're interested in that right now, you need to go to our website. And on the right-hand side of the page, you scroll down just a tad. And it's called The 2 Stages of Aging. Yes, that's right. The 2 Stages of Aging. And where Dr. Mixon teaches, about, I think it's about 45 minutes. So you get a whole lot of good information about the senescent cell therapy, sort of in conjunction with the follow-up of exosomes. You will love it.
Yeah, I've seen it too, and I love it too, by the way, Jerry. Nice job. Nicely done. I do send all my patients there.
To the website or to Longevity?
Well, they are with Longevity because they're with me, and I send them to the website.
So anyway, lots of reasons to go to the website, but just that first baby step, really, grab a free health analysis appointment. And by the way, yes, you still get $100 of free Longevity supplements just for coming in for the free tests and what have you. Hope you'll do that at lmclinic.com. With that, we gotta go to a break. I'm sorry, but we gotta. But we'll be back, and I think we're gonna take another call or two, so you don't wanna go far.
Leading Edge Medicine.
Leading Edge Medicine.
Don't believe the lie that you have to fall apart at the normal rate and see what your options really are. Check out the free longevity seminars at lmclinic.com.
Stay tuned for more.
I went to the Linwood office, and I must tell you, your staff is so amazing. At Longevity, they talk to you. They make you understand what's going on, and they give you the numbers so you have a starting point. And that's what I love about coming to you guys.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Pete Talbot here. You're listening to Elvis. Well, Elvis and Leading Edge Medicine. You know, Elvis is just one of many of the oldies that we play. Quick reminder, if you'd like me to play one of your songs coming back from a break, you just simply have to call me. The toll-free number here, 866-99-ASK-US. It's a recording. You'll get a little message from me saying, hey, tell me your favorite song from the 40s, 50s, 60s, 78, doesn't matter what, anything you'd like. And it's very likely we can get it on the air for you. Just give me your name, the name of the song, maybe why you like it so much, or a little story associated with it. That would be fun, so I can tell that story. I hope you'll call me. Here's the number, 866-99-ASK-US, 866-99-ASK-US. All right. You know, this nice little testimonial lady that said that she just loves our staff. She was talking a patient from our Linwood clinic. And we have 3, Tacoma, Linwood, and Kirkland. earlier today, in fact, halfway through the first hour, we had Howie Beamick. He's one of our health advocates at Longevity Medical Clinic. He's just an example of the type, the quality, the personality, just the empathy, the compassion that our staff has for all of our patients at Longevity. It really is kind of fun. We just have an amazing staff at Longevity Medical Clinic, and I dare say at all three of our clinics, again, Tacoma, Linwood, and Kirkland. So that's just a little reminder. We have wonderful people here. This is a great place to work, I'd tell you that for sure. All right, I think it's time for another call. Let's go to Dale in Briar. Dale, welcome to the show.
Hello, yes.
Hey,
I've been reading about fasting, mm-hmm. and I have a question about how long and how often.
Okay. You want to handle that, or should I?
Well, whatever you want to do is the easy answer.
Yeah.
What does fasting mean to you?
Well, I've tried intermittent fasting, and then I've been reading about sometimes actually going an entire day or two without eating.
Mm-hmm. And there are people that do that.
Yeah, a smart physician once told me, don't tell your patients to do something you've never done yourself. And I have not fasted for 2 days at a time, so I will never tell my patients to do that either.
But there are people that do it. And I mean, there are folks that will take 1 week or 1 day out of each week and not eat anything. Just drink water.
So it depends upon what that means, right, Jerry?
Yeah.
So if you go back to ancient Ayurvedic principles, for example, they always recommended 1 day of fasting per week. But to them, that means you have breakfast that morning and you have a light lunch. You miss dinner and you miss breakfast the next day, but you have lunch the next day. That's what they consider a 24-hour fast.
Okay.
And so during that time, they say it gives the body a kickstart. It rejuvenates itself. It heals and repairs and detoxes and cleanses. So many people in many cultures do that. And fasting means different things to different people.
Yep.
But it's become in the limelight. It's become kind of the buzzword lately. And I think a lot of the research is coming from people who have been trying to treat medical issues, especially diabetics who are on dialysis. Jason Fung's work has been from this, and he's a mm-hmm. He's a nephrologist up in Canada. And he basically says that he got tired of treating all these obese, overweight diabetics on dialysis, didn't know what to do, what diet to put them on, and when he started telling them to stop eating, they started getting better.
That's true.
And so what he says is basically try to increase the amount of time in a day when you're not eating. So that, you know, can mean different things to different people. So, for example, for Dr. Mixon, it means a good breakfast, a light lunch, no dinner until breakfast the next morning.
Yep.
And that's probably the best way to do it, but not everybody can do that. And for example, for me, that would never work. So for me, a fast means no breakfast, a light lunch, maybe a light dinner, and then do that same thing the next day. So it's basically trying to figure out when you can eat and what works best for you, but minimize the eating hours in a day.
And Jerry, you've often talked about going the value of going 14 hours every day without food.
And that's one of the recommendations that I enjoy most. And this is what my wife and I do. I get up in the morning. I have a big, robust breakfast. I mean, my wife fixes me a lumberjack's breakfast. But then I do my daughter's morning piano lesson and I head for the gym.
Yeah.
And I may burn 600 or 700 calories.
Mm-hmm.
In my early morning workout. Then I come to the office,
mm-hmm.
And I eat whatever I feel like for lunch. But I don't eat again until the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't eat dinner. And it will be the next morning I have my nice, big, robust breakfast, and then I'm off to the gym to burn calories like mad again.
Well, I had mentioned 14 hours. You just described about a 20-hour.
Yeah, although sometimes I have a late lunch. I may have lunch at 2.
Okay.
All right.
Just
so
coincidentally, when I have done the best with my weight issues, and this is something that I just started again 3 days ago, I'm going to bed hungry every night.
Yes.
I decided I just wasn't willing to do that. When I was willing to do it, I dropped weight.
Yeah.
And so I am just fed up with myself. I've got another 20 some pounds I need to lose. But I'm going to bed hungry now. Yeah,
But see, Pete, a lot of people who work, like Jerry, you know, you work out in the morning. Many people, me included, I cannot work out in the morning for whatever reasons. So
I want you in the clinic by 8.
Yes, you do.
And I don't get there until 9 or 9.30.
And I don't plan on waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go work out before I get to work. So many people don't really feel that hungry in the morning. So we've always said breakfast is a good meal. You must eat breakfast. We're redacting that statement now.
Yeah.
We're saying own it and make it what you can. If you want to miss breakfast and lunch and have one small meal or one large meal in the evening, have that, but then walk a little bit. Don't just go to bed. Don't eat after that. Don't snack. And then go and eat again whenever you want to.
I think Pete said the thing, and I have for years said, this is my preferred diet.
Yes.
Never eat till you're stuffed.
Yep.
Yes.
You should always get up thinking I could eat more, but don't.
Correct.
And go to bed hungry. And here's the point. When you eat when you go to bed at night, your metabolism is going to drop to its lowest point in a 24-hour period.
Yes.
You're asleep. You're not burning much calories. You are burning some, but not a lot. If you've got food in your gut when you go to bed, if you were eating and snacking through the evening, you have calories coming in because you're digesting that food in your bowel. And that energy is coming into the system, but you're not burning it worth a hoot.
Correct.
And the only thing your body can do with that energy coming in is to store it as fat.
Sure.
Okay. On the other hand, if you go to bed at night and you have an empty stomach and your gut is pretty much empty, now you're still going to live till the sun comes up. You're not going to die. But where are you going to get the energy to live? There's nothing coming in from the gut. What you're going to do is you're going to burn fat.
Stored fat will burn
Right. That fat that has been stored in previous times will now be burned to keep you alive till the sun comes up.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you have breakfast.
Right.
And so every night you are either going to make fat or you're going to burn fat.
Right.
The odds on you being in even balance are very low.
We got to say goodbye here, Dale. So thank you for your call. You know, every time we come to the end of the 2 hours, I'm just amazed at how fast the time has flown by. But we're glad you've been with us. And I almost feel guilty. We talked a whole lot about this hour. We started this second hour off by talking about stem cell therapy, senescent cell therapy, and the exosomes, stem cells, all of that good stuff. And I only gave Dan Nelson's phone number out to you once, and I really need to bring it up again. Dr. Dan Nelson is with Pro Ortho, part of the ProLiance organization. They're, you might say, the 800-pound gorilla of surgical groups, medical groups here in the Puget Sound area. Again, Dr. Dan Nelson with Pro Ortho. He doesn't do just stem cell, even though he does that. He has been dealing with pain, a specialist in pain, for over 30 years now. So if you're struggling and you want to know what your options are, I hope you will give him a call. He's in Totem Lake. Easy to do. Here's his number, 425-636-4442. That's 425-636-4442. Dr. Dan Nelson, you will be so glad you gave him a call. You really will. And as far as appointments are concerned, maybe you've been tempted to grab one of our free health analysis appointments. We talk about them every show for a very good reason. The health analysis appointment is your first baby step to getting the information you need. Two free tests, the blood test and the special in-body. Together, you will understand what some of your basic health risks are. And that's what you need to do. That's your first step. Get the information you need. The appointments are free. You can schedule online by going to lmclinic.com. Easy to do. Just push the schedule now button, pick the clinic of your choice, and then look at the schedule. It's right there. It'll pop up on your screen. Make your choice for when you'd like to come in for the free appointment. And yes, you still get $100 of free longevity supplements. All right. Have a good rest of your weekend. We'll see you next weekend.